just one halacha in the laws of berachot. So just like there's a law that says you have to take a beracha rishona, beracha harona before one eats something, there's a case is that one is not allowed to make a beracha before he eats and after he eats. And that's the case where he eats something that's isur. Even if the isur is only midrabanan, the halacha writes that how could you make a beracha on this where the hakamim or the Torah said that this is forbidden. The Gemara says, "En ze bevarech ela minaetz." This is considered not only you're not making a beracha, but it's considered blasphemy. That if one makes a beracha on something that would not be kosher. So the interesting case that the poskim bring down is in Yoreh De'ah, the halacha says that one is not allowed to make bread that is dairy or bread that is meat. When a person makes a loaf of bread, it has to be pav. The reason why they made this takana was because they were concerned that if you make meat bread, you might eat it with dairy or vice versa. So they said bread has to be made in a pav way so you could eat it with both things. You will not come to a takana. Not only is it forbidden to make the bread, but it's forbidden to eat such bread. Such bread is asur to eat under the circumstances that the halakha says. We know there's exceptions. If you made a siman on the bread, where you made it in a certain shape, where you could know that this is dairy or meat, then the halakha permits. But we're talking where you made it in the regular shape of regular bread, where the halakha would say would be forbidden. So the halakha clearly writes that it's forbidden to make a beracha rishona on such bread. Even though the ingredients are technically kasher, the bread is kasher, and the milk that you put in there can be halav Yisrael. But since the Hakamim said it's asur to eat it, so one cannot make a beracha rishona. The question is, legabei birkat hamazon. So there's a very, very interesting kaf hahayim. The kaf hahayim says that, well, technically a person should not be allowed to make birkat hamazon either, because he ate isur. But he writes that after he finishes eating it, he should make teshuvah and say, hatati abiti pashati, and he should regret that he ate it, and he should accept upon himself that he didn't eat it anymore. Once he's considered baal teshuvah, now he says you can make the birkat hamazon. Although the Yalkut Yosef believes that that's a big hadush, because what is the teshuvah going to do? And at the end of the day, he still ate something that was isur. The Kafahim will tell you, no, retroactively the teshuvah erased what he did, and therefore it's not considered avera, therefore you're going to make a beracha. The ma'aseh, I understand it's a rare case, but I thought that it's interesting that one has to know, and I know it doesn't apply to any of our members here, but it can apply, that there's some people that think that they can eat a salad, let's say if they buy a salad in a store, not from going to a restaurant, we know we don't do that, but maybe you'll think you go to buy a salad from a, you know, some type of kiosk that's selling salad. Now, it's behazkat isur, a salad that's not checked, is behazkat that it has bugs in it. The Ben Ish Chai once saw a lady checking the maror for Pesach. And she was checking it very, very casually, you know, just looking very, very, very quickly. She wasn't doing a thorough checking. So the Ben Ish Chai said, how much hair do you have in your head? And she said, I cannot count. She said, well, you're going to get more malkut than you have hair in your head, because each bug is 195 malkut. And there's hundreds of bugs because you didn't check it. That therefore you makshil the people tonight. Instead of giving them maror, you makshil them isur. So therefore you see that a salad, even something like that, that's not checked, is b'hazkat isur. So the question would be, you know, forget about eating it. You would not be allowed to make a beracha on such a salad, because it's vadai that you're eating isur. So therefore one has to be extra careful, especially now in the salad generation. Everybody's buying these salads. He has to make sure he thinks that he's being more lenient by eating a salad. But actually he could put himself in more trouble. I'm talking about greens over here. I'm not talking about tomatoes and cucumbers. I'm talking about the greens. So one would have to be extra careful only to eat these things that are baduk.